RDU's Monday breakfast show, The Morning After, is proudly brought to you by Godfrey's Law. Godfrey's Law. Real people, real solutions.
You heard that right. It's time for Chats Godfrey's Law. Hi, Sally. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you doing this fine Monday?
Great, thank you. How are you?
I'm all right. Hey, it's honestly, this last hour or two, the weather has improved, so I'm pleased to hear it has cleared up for our Monday. I'm excited to chat all things employment issues with you this morning, which I'm sure is a topic many are familiar with or attuned to. Is this something, a conversation that you find often?
Yes, it definitely pops up a lot, whether it's with the employer or the employee. We get quite a lot of calls about this area.
Yes, let's rip right into it then. The first question is, what do I do if I'm having issues with my employer, just in general?
So really, it's dependent on what the issue is and the seriousness of it. However, on a practical level, you can usually start by trying to talk to either the person you're having the issue with, or if you don't feel comfortable talking to them, you could try their superior. Then if the issue persists or you don't feel as though you can talk to anybody, you can contact your solicitor for assistance. So at Godfrey's, we're always happy to help guide people through these situations, and whether that's helping them legally or on a practical level, it's important when you are having issues to keep records and to confirm any correspondence or conversations in writing, just because if it gets taken further legally, it's good to have a record so that we can actually prove that these things were happening.
A paper trail, for sure. What should businesses do if they continually are having issues with their employee? The flip side.
So it's a somewhat similar process. First, they should raise the issue with the employee and investigate it. You have to be fair and reasonable and give them an opportunity to address the situation or to put across their side. If the matter persists, then it will be dependent on company policies, but it usually results in a formal meeting and a formal warning.
What should I do if my coworker, and I'm sure so many people have had this, keeps stealing my lunch?
Obviously, the first thing would be to ask them to stop, and then potentially, if it persists, talk to your boss about it. I'd hope that they would stop after you ask them, but yeah, it's probably more of a practical one. It might be a bit strange if the lawyers got involved there.
It's always interesting to see where the line is drawn, though. So, yes, I'm sure there is surely a situation or two where lunch stealing has, you know, worked its way up the lawyer ladder, per se.
Yeah, well, I mean, it could, if it's persistent and there's other things going on in the background, it could potentially be classified as harassment or bullying. But yeah, it's probably a matter of internally for companies first, and then if it keeps getting more serious, then perhaps then get the solicitor involved.
This is a question that New Zealand, I guess in general, is really in tune with, because I don't know how hard it is to be fired, but what sorts of things can I be fired for?
Yeah, so it's actually probably progressively got harder over the years to fire employees, but essentially serious misconduct. So this includes illegal activity, bullying, harassment, so anything that undermines the trust and the employment relationship. However, if you're doing something wrong and you continuously or persistently do that wrong, then you could also, subject to the employer following the right processes, be fired as well. So a lot of people feel as though the processes aren't fair, so there's actually a chance that they may have been unjustifiably dismissed or feel as though they've been pushed out of the workplace. And in those instances, we definitely recommend seeking legal advice.
Can I be fired for turning up late?
Probably not initially, but if you consistently do it and you've been warned not to, then it could potentially lead to the termination of your employment.
Oof, gosh, I cannot imagine. What is, just speaking generally now to close, the general process for employment disputes? What happens?
So generally it begins in the workplace following workplace policies, but this can develop further into a personal grievance claim. So for instance, I mentioned before being unjustifiably dismissed. So this usually starts with employees coming to us, raising the issue. we'd send a letter raising the issue to the employer, seeing if we could resolve the issue then. If not, it will process forward to mediation and then potentially the Employment Relations Authority. But, yeah, wow. It's a pretty lengthy process. And, yeah, we definitely recommend if anybody is having issues, whether it be the employer or the employee, that they come and seek legal advice. And then we can just give them an initial idea of whether it's worth pursuing or not.
Mm, set them on the right track, for sure. What's the go at Godfrey's right now?
Pretty busy in the lead up to Christmas, as per usual, but that's good. It makes the days go quickly.
Oh, I'm pleased to hear, Sally. It's always a pleasure chatting with Godfrey's Law, yourself included. So, yes, thank you so much for coming onto the show this morning. And I hope all the listeners now feel a little better about their position as an employee or employer.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you.